The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Kathleen McNamee, the host of the Koi Gig podcast from Off the Ball, is with me now. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Let's get the bad news over with first. 2-1 to Norway at the Aviva, and you were there.
I was there. It was an interesting game. The first half was poor, really, really poor. Like, the stadium emptied out at halftime. Second half, a lot better from Ireland. Alan Brown's goal, excellent goal. I think what was most disappointing about the game in general was the defence, like two set pieces that we conceded from. Yeah. That's something Kenny won't be happy with because it's something that we've really tried to cut out. Norway were the better team in general, but it's one of those weird games because it didn't really feel like it mattered, and you're kind of looking at some of the players and you can almost tell that they felt
they
like
weren't really engaged.
No, not at all.
Imagine if Haaland had been there, what would the score have been?
Probably about 10-0. That's the thing, because Norway were almost happy enough to let us come on to them, and they were just like kicking the ball out and not even really counter-attacking at all. They took their chances from the set pieces.
But did anyone shine for you at all from the Irish side?
I think, to be honest, it probably was the Alan Brown opportunity. The goal was...
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was such a nice piece of skill from him, and I was really impressed, so probably him.
And that's about it. That's about it. All right. Rugby tomorrow, and we have the Aussies coming to town. Everyone's trying to say because they were beaten by Italy, they'll be a wounded kangaroo and they're going to come back all guns blazing. It wasn't their A side that was really beat. It wasn't their really senior side that was beaten by the Italians.
No, exactly. There was a lot of changes to the squad. I think there was about 9 players taken out. So tomorrow it's going to be a tough test for Ireland. I think a lot of people were kind of saying that maybe Andy Farrell should have changed up the team a bit more, given some younger players a chance, but like we've talked about it on the show a couple of times here, Andy Farrell doesn't want to do that this close to the World Cup. He knows his squad. He wants them to gel. He wants them to mould together. And that's exactly what he's still doing.
And you also don't want the autumn internationals to finish in an abject way.
No. And well, I'm also of the opinion that I actually don't think a loss would be the worst thing in the world for Ireland. If it's a close game, they play well, get a bit of fire in them, it's not going to be terrible. As a nation, we're not great when we have a brilliant run up to a tournament and we're seen as like top dogs. Sometimes we kind of need a little bit of that.
A kick in the backside.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, in Qatar, things are changing by the hour almost. There was to be alcohol available in the stadium, and no longer except for whom?
Except for the FIFA executives and anyone who has a luxury suite in the stadiums. So literally just before we came on air, the New York Times had the exclusive that had been banned officially from all the stadiums. It had been reported. I think the issue with this, it's not so much about the alcohol, it's the fact that they're changing it 2 days out from it actually.
It seems the royal family intervened and said, we're not having it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are slightly doubtful of the fact they didn't suddenly just decide this week that they didn't want alcohol.
This was their plan all the time.
This was their plan all along, and it's a bad look for FIFA. I mean, I think it's like 75 million contract that they have with Budweiser. So what are they going to do now? Because they're going to be in breach of contract that Budweiser can't have any of their sales in the stadium.
Yeah, but of course they can afford to compensate Budweiser, one suspects.
Well, this is probably true.
And the price, if you are in the fan zone where there is alcohol, for a 500 mil, not even a pint, how much?
£12.
£12.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be an expensive World Cup for those who do go. The locals have access to some cheap tickets. But if you're from outside, you don't.
No. And well, even just getting to Qatar, I mean, it's not like, it's quite a small nation. There aren't a lot of hotels. A lot of people are going and staying in like neighboring states and flying in. So no matter what way you do it, it's an expensive time. And it's such a difficult one. Like, I feel very conflicted about this World Cup. Obviously, with my job, you're kind of supposed to watch it. You're supposed to pay attention. Yeah. But I have no interest whatsoever. I have no buzz for it. Like, it's...
Well, the fact that we're not there, it may be a blessing. Had we been there, there would have been all sorts of national soul searching about whether you go to Qatar when, you know, many Irish companies probably were involved in the construction of the stadiums.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I saw someone joking about this, of all the like events to miss out on, not the worst one in the world, because it does kind of give you a bit of an out to say, well, we're not in it, so I don't have to watch it. Whereas if Ireland were there, it'd probably be a bit more of a conversation around it at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a complicated one. I think it's important that we keep talking about it. I don't think it should be totally ignored, because you can't ignore the fact that it is happening.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how much the off-the-field stuff will dominate the coverage of Qatar, or will people just get into football watching mode? Because the choreography of television coverage is the same no matter where the game is.
Yeah, I think people will just get into watching it after a while. And it also depends on what the players do, and if they, like, if there are protests from players, it'll probably be a talking point, or if there's stuff happening off the pitch, it'll be a talking point. But if it doesn't,
or if the Qatari authorities try to intervene with, you know, the freedom of the press to report everything
exactly
that's going
like
on.
You saw during the week, the broadcast that they interrupted, and there's been cases of people taking photos and they've been told to delete the photos, and it's just I don't know how it's going to all play out, and I'm very interested to see.
FIFA ought to be ashamed of themselves at what they've done. I mean, they gave it to Russia, and Russia had invaded Crimea. And now Qatar and corruption and inappropriateness. I mean, a tiny nation, no history of football, hosting the biggest footballing event every 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely crazy stuff. Kathleen, there's lots of other stuff going on. We'll report on sport throughout the day, the golf and so on. But we will leave it there. Kathleen McNamee, a host of the Koi Gig podcast from Off the Ball. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.